We've got that's cybersecurity, Tom. We've seen it time and time again. It seems to be a bigger issue, whether it's ransomware or just overall cybersecurity. It is a big issue, and it is something that this president and this administration wants to get a handle on. Rebecca Kern, Bloomberg government tech and cyber policy reporter, joins us here. So, Rebecca, we've got the likes of, you know, Tim Cook and Jamie Dimon and the likes, and they're coming down to Washington or doing it virtually. I'm not sure. What does the Biden administration want from corporate America as it relates to cybersecurity?
So I think what they want is to form a better partnership with industry. And I think that's certainly what industry is looking for as well. All of these high profile cyber and ransomware attacks we've been seeing in the last few months have been mainly on private industry. We saw Colonial Pipeline in May, SolarWinds last year, Microsoft Exchange, JBS. We have so many major industries of continually being hacked. So actually, I think they want to see how they can help the industry and you know, work together in addressing cyber improvements, basically baking in cyber into their platforms is what we've heard.
The reality is, it just seems like, you know, whenever defenses get put up by some of these companies, it's just not enough. And when we saw Microsoft get hacked, I mean, you think about one of the tech leaders globally, and even they are at risk. What is the expectation of kind of what can, in fact, be done? Is it simply trying to manage the risk? You can't eliminate the risk?
I think that's accurate. You have to basically bake in, build in security features from the start. I was on a call with the White House yesterday with a senior administration official comparing it to airbags. You don't build them into the car after the fact. You bake it in. You construct your products with security in mind at the start. I'm not saying these companies don't do that, but there's a constant need to pivot and update and stay ahead of the threat. I don't think there's any way to ever not get hit by a cyber attack, but it's always just trying to stay ahead and being more responsive.
Is the public engaged in this?
I think where we're seeing the public paying more attention is when it hits closer to home, when we saw it at the gas pump, right? After Colonial Pipeline had shut down their facility, that affected half the gas supply on the East Coast. So we saw those massive lines, and that was from a cyber attack that has been traced back reportedly. Okay.
So what's Tim Cook going to do? He's going to show up 10 years on from the resignation and then the tragic death of Steve Jobs. He's making more money than God. He owns the world. He's our number one representative to China. And what pithy words is he going to say to a beleaguered president about cybersecurity?
I mean, that'll be interesting. I haven't gotten a readout of what the companies are committing to, but I think something that I think all these tech companies certainly can commit to is building up a better cyber workforce. And what we've heard is there have been 500,000 open jobs in cybersecurity. So that may be leading to some of the major attacks we've been seeing.
485,000 of those are just trying to figure out how to play Minecraft better. Come on, Rebecca, I don't mean to make a joke about it, but is President Cook going to suggest to President Biden he can come up with another new color for the iMac? I mean, we need another. I mean, I don't think a lot of America's taken this seriously. They're worried more about what's the next color of the iMac.
I mean, I don't think you're wrong on that. I think it's not directly hit close to home to a lot of people, but it is continuously a problem. And I do think the president is trying to take it seriously in gathering the largest CEOs in the world right now today. So I can't predict what every company will commit to, but I think that they're all showing up in person as we have the Delta variant, you know, in our country. So that's a big commitment. They're all going.
Yep.
It sounds like they want to play ball. Yeah. So I do think that says something.
Their Gulf Streams are hermetically sealed. Thank you so much, Rebecca Kern. Greatly appreciate
it. Thank you.
With Bloomberg government.